Today, we're diving deep into the heart of the DEI movement, exploring why diversity still matters and why it's crucial for you to use your voice, especially for such a time as this. The Perspective View podcast by CC America LLC is a show dedicated to discussing diversity, culture, and context beyond the boardroom. DEI today is more than a buzzword on a billboard. It is creating safe spaces for varying perspectives, ideas, and experiences without fear of being canceled because you don't conform. Let's tear down the walls together and build a new foundation with an open mind and understanding that the world revolves around the context of perspective. So this month marks a significant milestone as we celebrate 2 years since the very first episode. And the way I see it is, what better way to commemorate this occasion than by delving into a topic that's hotter than ever. And it's diversity, equity, and inclusion, also known as DEI. So as I scroll through my newsfeed in the wee hours of the morning, it is 3:45 a.m. right now, I couldn't shake off the feeling of despair as it relates to hearing multiple attacks on what is called DEI. And sometimes it can feel disheartening because the reason for the cause was for a good purpose. And so when we think of these moments of adversity, it's really testing the true commitment of what the whole focus of the DEI movement was. And so to date, and I'm grateful for this, we have released 17 episodes. We've reached hundreds of listeners across the primary podcast platform and on this channel over 2 million views. So I thank you. But today I really want to look at three highlights and three actions. So there's number one, highlight. There's a cost of ignoring diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's not just a moral or ethical issue. It could also be a financial one as it relates to business. Because research shows that companies with a diverse team, they oftentimes will outperform their counterparts in terms of innovation, creativity, but also profitability. But beyond the numbers, there's a human cost. Because when people don't feel valued, they don't feel included, it can affect their morale, their productivity, and ultimately the bottom line. So number two, creating safe spaces is part of the DEI initiative, and it allows individuals to come together to share their experiences, their ideas, and their concerns without fear of judgment or reprisal. So when we create a supportive community, it allows us to amplify diverse voices and pave the way for meaningful conversations and change. So if you don't see a problem, you can't change it. And the third highlight is that using your voice, each and every one of us, it can play a role in advancing diversity. So whether you're a CEO, a manager, an entry-level employee, your voice matters. So speak up when you see things that are not just. Advocate for policies that are more inclusive. And be willing to challenge the status quo, because it's only by working together that we can really make improvements in terms of equity. So here are three tips. Number one is educate yourself. When we think about DEI, it's important to educate ourselves about why this exists. What are the issues? Whether that's through books, podcasts, workshops, the news, it's better for us to equip ourselves so that we can make meaningful change. Tip number two is listen and learn. DEI is not a one-size-fits-all approach, so it's imperative that we listen to different perspectives and lived experiences, because by understanding the unique challenges that are faced by marginalized communities, you can really become an effective ally and advocate for change. And the third tip is to take action. Don't wait for permission to start making a difference, whether it's you hosting a training event or implementing inclusive hiring, for instance, into your business, or maybe forming a support group or an employee resource group. You can take small steps towards creating a more equitable and inclusive workplace, but then also environments overall. So today I've shared three simple highlights regarding why DEI is important, as well as three tips to help individuals navigate the complexities in today's world. because at the end of the day, your voice still matters. And we are so much more powerful together than many of us probably even think about on a regular basis. But it allows us to build a brighter future for everyone. It's not just a certain demographic that benefits from DEI. We all do. And so I just would like to send out this message and encourage people that you can make a difference, that your voice does matter. And regardless of what we see happening in and around us in the news and different things, it's important for us to remember that we have the opportunity now more than ever to make a difference. And that is really the impetus and the reason why I created this channel, because I realize sometimes we don't give people as much grace because we don't understand their space. And so when we give people a chance to be who they are, when we give people a chance to share their perspective, it really helps open and broaden our horizons as it relates to getting to know people, building relationships, building bridges, not tearing them down. And so on today and every day, I would like to remind you that it's great to be who you are, and it's awesome to get to know who someone else is, because in that conversation, we learn a lot about ourselves, but we also learn a lot about others. And until next time, I hope and pray that you can keep an open mind. Thanks for joining. Thank you for tuning in to the Perspective View podcast. Please be sure to subscribe, like, and share the show with others. We value your feedback, so please be sure to rate the show and leave us a comment so we know how we're doing. Also, this helps us share a message with more individuals around the world regarding different experiences and perspectives.